Welcome to the pilot episode of Return to Camp Blood. I'm Chris, joined by my fellow campers, Allie.
Hello.
E.
Yo.
And Eric.
Hey, what's up?
Allie's my daughter, and E was my roommate for a couple years while I was in the Air Force. And we pretty much watched a lot of Friday the 13th and Nightmare on Elm Street movies.
A lot.
I met Eric while I was in the military as well, and actually this is the first time in like 10 years that I've talked to him, which is not really true because I just talked to you 2 weeks ago.
It's been too long, that's for sure.
Yeah, we're re-recording our pilot episode because we had some audio difficulties during the last recording, but we fixed them now, so everything should be good to go. So anyway, I really just want to use this episode to sort of explain what we're kind of here to accomplish with the podcast and sort of talk about how we came to the series and just have a conversation about the franchise in general. I don't know, last Friday the 13th, me and Allie were sitting there watching our movies. What did we watch? We watched Part 1, we watched Freddy vs. Jason, and the reboot. But anyway, we were sitting there, and we thought it would kind of be fun to, make a podcast. Initially, I thought that we would do some kind of commentary track for each movie, but Allie pointed out how boring that would be, considering that the movies are so long.
I'm telling you, somebody needs to get put on Mystery Science Theater.
I don't even like that show.
Heresy.
With that in mind, we're going to try to hover around the half hour mark for each of these episodes. Although, if we're having a good conversation, I won't stop it. So, while we do have sort of an end game plan for the show, we could be persuaded to do more episodes depending on the type of feedback we get. Considering the amount of positive reactions that I've been seeing around social media, you know, dealing with this project, I'd say it's probably a good bet that we'll continue to make episodes. He's kind of interested, actually, in going through all the Nightmare on Elm Street movies and turning it into a podcast like this one. So we might, we might do that too.
Yeah, I'm definitely trying to do that if we get around to it. That would be hysterical. There's a lot of one-liners to cover.
Yes, there is. Welcome to prime time, bitch.
That'd be some sweet, fresh meat.
Yeah. In my house, Friday the 13th is treated pretty much like a holiday. Allie makes sure that I know how many Friday the 13ths there are in every year, which is something she's been doing since she was like 3 or 4, and she's 13 now. When we finally do watch movies, I can only get into about 2 of them before I fall asleep.
Yes, old man problems.
Yeah. So I got into the series when I was a kid, which is probably true for all of us.
Yep.
And since I'm a dude, and they had a lot of naked girls in it, that's pretty much what kept me watching movies during my younger years. And then when I was older when I first joined the Air Force, I went on a mission to buy all of the DVDs for a Friday the 13th and A Nightmare on Elm Street. And I can remember I binge watched all the movies for like 3 days straight. I would go to work, watch movies, not go to bed, go to work, watch movies some more, not go to bed. So two nights straight of staying up. And on the third day, I literally fell asleep turning a wrench on the fucking airplane.
Yeah, seems reasonable. Yeah, I guess I more or less got into it when I was probably 7 or 8 years old. I ended up sneaking and watching Friday the 13th and Nightmare on Elm Street. Both came on the same day, and I ended up seeing both of those for the first time, like back to back. And I was like, wow, this is probably the coolest thing I've ever seen. And, you know, at 7, 8 years old, hadn't seen a lot of cool shit at that point anyway. But,
yeah,
I've been more or less hooked on them ever since then. I've seen all the movies, I don't even know how many times. And even, like, when they finally did the mashup with Freddy vs. Jason, went to the theater with a Creep, and we saw it. How many times did we go, man? Like 3 or 4 times?
Yeah, I think it was 4 times we saw it in the theater.
All worth it.
Yes. Yes.
Did you know that originally when New Line Cinema acquired the rights to Friday the 13th from Paramount, the backstory for Jason and Freddy hating each other was that Freddy actually was working as a groundskeeper at Camp Crystal Lake and molested Jason as a boy.
That's retarded. That is retarded, since they're clearly not even in the same state.
Well, yeah, no, Springwood, Ohio, and somewhere in New Jersey.
Yeah.
Not close to each other.
Not at all.
I got into the horror genre just by the first Nightmare on Elm Street. See, I can remember seeing the promo videos for Nightmare on Elm Street. And that once I watched that, it just got me hooked on the horror genre. Then, I mean, Freddy was kind of a skinny guy that you just dreamt about. And Jason was...
Is that a habit of yours, Eric, dreaming of skinny dudes?
Well, yeah, absolutely. Once I saw part 4 of the final chapter, I was just hooked, and I watched the entire series up until that point, and I just fell in love with the character for some unknown reason. I don't know if it was just his drive to kill everything that he saw, or that trespassed on his property, or what. Or that he could appear out of nowhere and he was still had a human factor to him.
Yeah. So even though I know how Allie got into the series, why don't you explain to our listeners how it is you came to watch these movies?
How I first got into the Jason movies, my dad let me start watching them when I was about 3 or 4, one Friday the 13th. I was scared but also excited to watch them, so from then on out, every Friday the 13th, I watched Jason movies with him, and I was really excited to do that.
You hear that, everybody? That is good parenting right there. That's how it's done.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, well, I as a first post to the website, I kind of wrote a blog post about kids watching, well, specifically females, kids watching those kind of movies, and how, you know, just the slasher genre itself can relate to other ideas about, like, feminism and gender equality and stuff like that. So, you know, I don't have a problem with it.
Absolutely.
As long as the kid knows that it's not real and you have that conversation, I don't see the problem. And we always, you know, even when she was young, we talked about that.
Yeah, I agree.
And my kid knows, she's 9. She knows the difference between that it's not real. And she loves the movies as well. I mean, she's excited for The Walking Dead every week. And I think
which is appropriate.
Awesome. And I mean, she knows the special effects. She's like, how'd they do that? And I'm like, with a lot of latex and glue.
Which you would need for any interesting scenario. Lots of latex and glue.
Yep.
So before we embark on this return to Camp Blood, as we've called it, before we watch all the movies all over again, and, you know, sort of hopefully quick succession, what is your favorite Jason movie?
My favorite one is the original one, as cliche as that probably sounds. And my main reason for liking that one more than the other ones, I guess, is just that, you know, going into it, before I first saw it, I already knew, you know, the whole thing about Jason. I knew, you know, I figured, you know, that's the bad guy in Friday the 13th. But when I watched the first one, and they had the reveal towards the end where you realize it's actually his mom killing everybody, I was like, wow, are you serious? And it just, you know, it just blew my mind. Like, you know, I'm not familiar with the whole idea of a plot twist at that point. Like I said, I'm like 7 or 8 at the time. And just that reveal was just amazing to me. I couldn't believe it. And it's a shame she had to get her head lopped off. I would have liked to have seen her again, aside from being part of that altar later on.
Don't forget jumping out of a lake, too.
Oh, well, yeah. You know,
completely
but...
attached.
Yeah, but very true. But, you know, as fans of the genre, we're pretty well versed in suspending belief in, you know, suspending reality.
Oh, and so you definitely have to do that with these movies.
Oh, yeah.
Just a slight bit.
I was on one of the Facebook groups the other day, and somebody was complaining about one, you know, some of the Jason movies being corny. I'm like, well, no shit. They're corny. All of them are. They are cheesy, corny.
Yep.
But they're great, and that's what makes them great.
Yep.
Yeah,
just that
absolutely.
They're great.
But that's a part of what makes them great, at least as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, the cheese makes them, that's what makes them interesting, because you'll see something, like somebody will get off in one of the movies, and just something about it will be hysterical. For instance, the whole scene on Jason X, where the guy gets the big, I don't know, it looks like a giant screw. Up, and he falls on it.
Yes.
And they ask about him, and the response is, he's screwed. Hysterical, man. That's the best thing about those movies, is just that there's so much cheese in them, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I agree with that all day.
I mean, I don't know. I almost think that they didn't get real campy until, like, part 5. I mean, part 5 had some serious acting flaws. And, but until then, I mean, they were scary. Like, my favorite happens to be part 4 of The New Beginning, my first one that I saw, because Jason is so menacing and has zero, I mean, empathy. Not that he has any empathy in any of the other movies, it's just... I mean, you know, railroad spike guy's hands to a doorway, which is George McFly.
Oh, yeah.
Who plays George McFly. And, I mean, then just walks through the door and, you know, she, oh, I can't touch a dead body. And I've got a hockey mask killer coming after me. And he's just like rip, and you hear the flesh just rip. And then him going out and... onto the Jarvis house, and that whole end final chase scene was one of the best. I loved it, and I don't know how within the same day, because the, you know, they show the picture at part 4 of them, of Jason in the barn with the hatchet in his head, then escaping from the hospital, how his fingernails went from normal to long and black from part 3 to part 4.
Hey, man, that's what happens when you die briefly. Didn't you know that?
It's completely normal human biology.
Well, for me, like he already mentioned, we went and seen Freddy vs. Jason in the theater like 4 times. And, well, that's pretty much my favorite one, is Freddy vs. Jason. As cheesy as that sounds. I mean, because... that's the movie where two of my most favorite horror icons came together and battled it out. And I mean, plus we had been waiting for that movie since Jason Goes to Hell like 10 years previous. So, yeah, I was stoked when that movie came out. And I think I pretty much, that's one of the ones that I watch most Friday the 13th.
Yeah, it's a good
absolutely.
One. I mean, it, you know, like any of them, it had a lot of cheesy moments in it, but it was just like you said, just seeing those two together for the first time, and it, you know, I thought they actually did a decent job with the whole story, the way they merged it together. I thought it was fucking
awesome. Oh yeah, it was pretty much genius.
It was a complete toss up whenever I got my cosplay Jason costume. Whether I was going to do like a part 3, a part 4, or a versus Jason. And I mean, it was a hard decision because they put so much into the costume, and I mean, I just loved it. I absolutely loved it. I thought that it was an amazing mix together. And they even brought back Haldol. Or not Haldol. What was the blue pills? Not Viagra.
Oh, Hypnosil.
Hypnosil.
Hypnosil. From part 3 of Nightmare on Elm Street.
Giving the kids Viagra so they don't dream about Freddy.
So, Allie, you haven't talked a whole lot. Which movie is your favorite?
My favorite movie is Jason X because it takes place in outer space. It's way different than all the rest of the movies. The Uber Jason plot twist is pretty much my favorite part out of all of them.
Well, yeah, that whole big twist was that they thought they had killed him, right? And then he was on that table with all those, I forget what they call them, the little things that rebuild his body. I thought that was so, that scene was awesome, actually.
Is that the same scene where he stuffs the girl's face in the liquid nitrogen and smashes her head on the counter?
That is the same, that's not that scene, but that's earlier in the movie.
Ah.
Yeah, well, a lot of people in the, a lot of fans of Friday the 13th give Jason X a bad rap. But, I mean, I enjoy that movie. Like Allie said, it's something way different from what you're used to watching the Jason movie. I mean, because you can only make so many movies with him killing at one spot so many times until you have to do something different. And for as much...
Well, let's not forget that he also killed in Manhattan.
Well, okay, fair enough. Yeah, I mean, New Line, I guess they felt like they needed to get him out of his element. And, you know, the way Kane Hodder plays Jason in Jason X, it just works so fucking good for when he is Uber Jason. Like, just oh, his yeah, mannerisms. It was great. It was great. I loved it.
I still wish, though, that they could somehow work it into every movie. Where somebody puts like an axe in his head and they think he's gonna go down and then he throws his hands out at him. I love that.
Oh yeah, in part 3.
I wish they would work it into every movie somehow.
Yeah, so you know, we've got sort of big news ahead. You know, they've at least soft confirmed the next Friday movie for the first Friday the 13th of next year.
I like that it's been suggested that they're going to explore specifically why Jason keeps coming back. I've always been kind of curious about that. At the same time, I worry because, well, not necessarily worry, but, you know, you could end up having that guy that, you know, completely understands it, kind of like a Dr. Loomis of sorts. But for Jason, somebody that understands why it keeps happening, because I don't know, it's something that's never been explored in any of the other movies.
Well, no, that's not true. They tried to explore it, and Jason Goes to Hell, and I think they did a fucking shitty job with that whole movie. I wish was not even a thing.
But it is a thing.
I mean, it's horrible. That if I could pick my least favorite one, it would be that one.
Yeah,
definitely
easily.
That one. But the funny thing about that, most people would only associate Jason versus Freddy with Jason versus Freddy. But Freddy does make a cameo in Jason Goes to Hell at the end.
Yeah, with the glove coming out of the
yeah,
glove.
Yeah, and that's sort of what I was like. That's sort of what I was talking about when I said, you know, we had been waiting for the versus movie since, you know, Jason Goes to Hell. But yeah, that one scene alone made that movie worth watching.
I would have to agree with that.
Yeah, I mean, if there are any redeeming qualities about that movie whatsoever, and there aren't many, That is the one.
The one scene.
Yeah.
Just the glove. It's like, oh, thank you. I didn't waste 90 some odd minutes of my life entirely.
Oh, no, I did. I did waste 90 minutes of my life, but no, I mean.
Yeah, I guess you're not getting that back, you know.
But, yeah, I mean, just that one scene, it made me really fucking excited for Freddy versus Jason. And it, like, I remember all the years after that, after I'd seen that, you know, I would look periodically, hey, what's the status of this movie? And it took so long, but I think when they finally delivered the Versus movie, it was worth the wait, I thought.
True. You know, now that I see that the general consensus is that none of us are particularly fans of Jason Goes to Hell, I'm kind of looking forward to that podcast now.
Oh yeah. I have much to say about that movie.
Are any of them nice things?
No, except for the last scene. I'll give them that, and that's it.
Except for the last scene. Yes. I mean, only seeing Jason in a reflection, it was worse than John Carpenter's Halloween Part 3. Like, Michael Myers was only in, I mean, a cameo. There's a scene where they're wearing the silver shamrock masks or whatever, and in the background you hear the Michael Myers music, and they're actually watching Part 1 and Part 3, and that's the only reference to Michael Myers at all in the entire movie. And I thought Jason Goes to Hell did it worse.
I know. It's like Kane Hodder plays in the movie more out of his makeup than he does as Jason.
Yes,
mean that might be a small stretch, but it definitely seems that way.
He's also a victim of Jason.
That's another part that I like about that movie, and after this I won't dwell on it because we got a whole episode dealing with that one movie. But another one of my favorite parts was when Kane Hodder stands up as the security guard and calls Jason the pussy motherfucker.
that is vintage.
So who was your favorite Jason?
Kane Hodder.
I definitely agree with that
easily.
Allie?
Kane Hodder.
And now Eric, I know that you vehemently disagree with that, so that's why I wanted to, so I was hoping you would say it last, so disagree away.
I do, absolutely, because I think that Ted White played the most ruthless Jason. I do. Other than Derek Mears, which he got pretty ruthless and fast. But Ted White, I thought, did a great job. I mean, other than Richard Brooker, which, I mean, we can save the machete to the crotch scene for the part
yep.
3, which is probably the worst death ever in a Friday the 13th movie.
That's pretty heinous.
Ted White, he did. It's just his character acting. I mean, it was just I loved it. I fell in love with that Jason. It's probably just nostalgia, but I did. I fell in love with that particular Jason.
Oh, well, yeah, for me, Kane Hodder, I mean, I have similar reasons for liking him. I just like the way that he acts when he's got the mask on. You know, he does so much with his body language that you didn't really see from a whole lot of the other actors playing Jason.
Mm-hmm. That is true.
And I said in Jason X, when he became Uber Jason, that just pretty much solidified it for me that Kane was my favorite.
Yeah, he was pretty intense when he came out of that chamber. Like, oh shit, everybody's dead. Oh.
And I mean, and he did such a great job with the whole filling his chest up with air and releasing it whenever you knew. I mean, that was like, oh shit, Jason's pissed now. Something.
Oh, I know, and that's a thing that you could tell. Like when Kane's playing Jason, you know when he is mad. because his body language just changes to suit what he wants you to think about him. And it's that's why I like Kane Hodder, man.
You do know it, but what you don't know is why this several times dead guy is breathing to show how angry he is.
That too.
And how the hell can he scuba underwater without any tank if he is breathing?
See? We got all sorts of things to explore, kids. It's going to be so much fun.
This should be a ride.
All right, so I was trying to launch the show a couple weeks ago, but like I said, due to some audio problems, that just wasn't possible. And I actually...
Sorry.
Hey, I didn't want to blame you, even though it was totally your fault.
Problem fixed.
Yeah. And I asked you guys this question at the end of the last one that we did. But since I wasn't able to get the episode out earlier than next Friday, which is it's fitting, so I don't mind. We're launching on Friday the 13th, so...
That's awesome.
But anyway, I asked you guys a question. Now, obviously, I'm not going to ask it again because you all know the answer. So here's what I thought I would do for our listeners. If the first person who answers this question right on the Facebook page, the first person who gets this question right on the Facebook page, we will give you a number to call and... You have 1 minute to talk about whatever you want related to the Friday the 13th series. So anyway, here's the question. What was the first machete kill in the whole series? And like I said, the first person to get that answer right on the Facebook page will win that airtime on the show next time we do it. Well, I think that about wraps this up, guys. Any last thoughts before we sign out?
Can we sign off with a crazy Ralph?
Yes, I will put that in there.
Please?
I mean, I love it.
All right, I'd like to thank everyone who's liked the Facebook page and a couple of the Facebook groups have been...
Thanks.
A couple of the Facebook groups that I've been posting to leading up to this episode, Friday the 13th Fanatics, Friday the 13th, the film franchise, Camp Blood, the legacy of Friday the 13th franchise, Friday the 13th fans, and the simply titled group, Friday the 13th. We appreciate the support and encouragement we've been getting from you guys. If you're a Friday fan and you're not a part of at least one of these groups on Facebook, you're wrong. Don't forget to give us a 5-star review on iTunes and like our Facebook page. If you want to ask us a question or vindicate a theory you might have, you can contact the show by sending us an email at campbloodpodcast@outlook.com or by using hashtag campbloodpodcast on Twitter. So until next time.
Goody Camp Blood, ain't ya? Never come back again. It's got a death curse.